Hi, and thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling for there's a fraudulent charge on credit card.
I can hardly hear you.
Sorry, it's one of my clients here in the office. I'm at a bank, and she's calling because she's got a fraudulent card. Oh, she got a fraudulent charge on her credit card, and so she wants to open up like a different case.
You're calling from the bank, you said?
Yeah, she's right here. Yeah, she's here. Okay. She's on the line with the credit card company.
Okay. And what is the name of the institution and your name?
This is Wells Fargo. And my name is Naisha, N-Y-I-S-H-A. Bell.
And I did not, Naisha?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. One moment, if you don't mind.
She's right here. If you want to speak to her, she's just on the other line.
Okay. And the customer, is her name Isabella Gaines?
Yes, ma'am. She's right here.
Okay. And if you could verify your address, please.
5930 Carpenter Road.
Do you hear her? She just...
Mm-hmm. Yes. Stockton, California?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so it looks like you entered in a contest.
Yes, she said she didn't do that.
Okay. Did you complete a survey or enter in a contest for an iPad?
Did I? Wait.
Could
you hold for just one moment, please? Yes. Now, what were you asking for now?
Did you complete a survey or enter in a contest for an iPad?
No, I did not order for on an iPad. For those services.
Okay, I have your email address as mail2gaines@yahoo.com.
Yes.
The address that you verified is correct. I have your phone number. Let's see. Hold on for one moment. Phone number I have is 209-601-3478.
Yes.
Okay, and you said you didn't complete a survey or entered in a contest for an iPad.
For an iPad, no,
correct.
I did not. A
it says a
contest
entry.
A contest entry. I'm going to enter a contest.
No, I was asking, did you enter a contest or complete a survey? I'm looking at the account. It says that you entered a contest to win an iPad.
No, and they were getting ready to bill me again for this, so, you know, I am not rich to order a contest monthly. No way
well,
in the world. I don't know. How did I get this information?
Oh, you're asking me? I don't know. All the information we have on the account is your information. It's an entry for an iPad. And then what happens is you're enrolled in a shopping membership where you would receive a $125 gift card. And this is also for a meal plan app. Okay, but you're stating you never entered a contest,
never completed
a survey.
I never completed a survey.
Okay, hold the line for one moment if you don't mind. We do take fraud very serious. Be right with you.
Okay.
Yes,
$59.89. Sure, like, how do you get this information? I didn't even lose my card.
Thanks so much for holding. Now, pending the investigation, I am able to refund the $59.89 as a courtesy. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing.
Okay. Sounds good.
It is integrated.
Okay. And you're all set.
Yeah.
3, 5, 2,
oh, 22. Thank you. So I don't have to do anything else?
No, the account's canceled and refunded. That's correct.
Okay, thank you so much. And
you're
that,
welcome.
Credit card number, I'm at the bank and we have a credit. Oh, a confirmation number? Do you have a confirmation number?
Yes, the cancellation number is going to be C like Charles 920.
Wait,
the letter C.
Oh, Okay, are we doing a confirmation number?
I'm giving you a cancellation number for your records.
Oh, a cancellation number. Oh, that's what you're giving me. Okay. And
the letter C.
Okay.
920.
920.
467.
467.
791.
791. And that's
correct.
Like a confirmation number.
That's your cancellation number.
License number.
Cancellation number.
Cancellation number. Great.
Correct.
I have that. Thank you. Uh-huh.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer care.
Okay. Thank
mm-hmm.
you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.